Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to go over to CCM Health in Montevideo, and we're going to visit with some speech pathologists, language pathologists, with Shay Roth and Susan Speaker from CCM Health. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
How's your day going so far?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, well, we have you both on the phone here. Why don't you just introduce yourself? We'll start with you, Shay. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your family and your background?
Sure. So, like you said, my name's Cheyenne Ross, but most people call me Shay. I've been a speech-language pathologist for quite some time now, working at CCM Health for about a year and a half. But prior to that, I was a traveling speech therapist. So I moved between Minnesota, Texas, Florida, and Massachusetts for just shy of 7 years, working in, you know, hospitals, nursing homes, outpatient, schools, you name it, which was quite a bit of fun. But it's been really nice to be in one spot for a change. I don't have to move with a trailer anymore.
All right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, where'd you get your education?
Yeah, so I graduated with my master's in communication disorders from Mankato here in Minnesota. Okay. In 2012. So it's a good place to be. And I like being in Montevideo now. So still staying in Minnesota now that I've settled down. So.
Okay. Family or?
So most of my family is a little smarter than I am. They moved down to Florida. So I'm the only one still up here. But I do live with my boyfriend and we've got a couple of dogs. Yeah, just kind of.
You like living in Montevideo?
I do. You know, I grew up in a small-ish town, Waconia, Minnesota.
Okay.
It's grown quite a bit since I've moved, but I like being in an area where you actually get to know your neighbors. So
there you go.
It feels very comfortable being here. It's a good fit.
Susan, how about you?
Well, my name is Susan Speaker. I've been a speech pathologist for 33 years. I've been at CCM Health for the past 8 years. Before that, I did a lot of work at hospitals. I was at North Memorial for quite some time. And then I met my husband and I moved to the area. And we live out in Raymond with our daughter, Christina. I really enjoy working with pediatrics and adults. So I see kids and adults. I've seen children as young as a couple hours old. And I saw a 107-year-old once. So I've pretty much seen all of the lifespan. I really enjoy working with feeding disorders, and that's kind of an area that I've specialized in.
Okay. First of all, maybe explain to our listeners a little bit exactly what is a speech-language pathologist or speech therapy? What is that?
Well, there really are two different areas that we work with. We work on the production of sounds, meaning making the sounds, how you do it. We work on language, how you put together your words and your sentences and understand language. So hearing is part of that as well. And we work on swallowing, or dysphagia is the term that we use in the speech field. We also help kids who are struggling with eating, and that's part of my specialty in feeding disorders.
Hmm. Is that a huge problem that people do have with swallowing food? Or
it can be, okay, especially after something that has happened, like a neurological event, like a stroke or a brain injury. Hmm. Swallowing problems occur after both of those in about 40% to 60% of the people who experience them. Also with children, sometimes feeding does not go well. They're not able to use their muscles in the way that they should be able, mm-hmm, to in order to eat safely. So it can be quite a problem for young kids. And sometimes, too, with feeding disorders, it can be because of autism or other neurological disorders, and we help them create strategies to deal with that.
Okay. Can you give us some examples of some treatments that you would work with someone that has a swallowing issue? Like, what's an example of what would you have them do?
I recently worked with a man who had some weakness on the right side from a stroke, and so we worked on strengthening that side of the mouth, and then also worked on having him make sure that he checked the right side of his mouth so that food didn't stay there. And he was very successful and was able to eat pretty comfortably after he had had some treatment.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Another part of that, Paul, is that we also help determine the safest textures for people to eat. For some folks, they might need things that are just a little bit softer. Maybe they're missing some teeth. Maybe the, muscles are just kind of weak in general. Where other folks, maybe they have even less control than that, and we need to go to more of like a pureed or the type of food that you could mash with your tongue and swallow. We also stick in liquids, not always ideal, but we do what we can to make eating the most enjoyable that we can for each patient and really just working with them through that, either, staying there or trying to progress them.
Okay. You mentioned you work with young children, too. Some young children have speech issues. They can't say a S sound or a K sound or a T sound. How do you work with them?
Sure. So as far as the sounds goes, we call that articulation therapy. So a lot of repetition, practicing, teaching children how to recognize when those sounds might have been made in error. I have a little brother named Brady, and that poor kid was Boydie Wath for the longest time. Mm-hmm. And he worked with a speech therapist, and he's an adult. He can be embarrassed from Florida for me telling that story, but yes, he was Boydie Wath. We also work a lot with social skills, especially with autism, teaching children how to make friends, how to communicate with their families and peers. So a lot of things like that, as well as understanding what's being said to them, just trying to get them, to their highest level possible.
Okay. Long, long time ago, I had a friend that had a stuttering problem, and he worked with a speech therapist. And really bad stuttering problem for a couple of years, and now he's an adult and he gives speeches. does very well, and every time I see my friend, I always think of that, how he progressed from bad stuttering to what he does now. So he does a great job.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yep.
That is a great success story. Oftentimes we teach the people that we work with skills so that they can compensate or do something a little bit different, which works better for their disability.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're just tuning in to Wellness Wednesday, we're talking with Shay Roth and Susan Speaker from CCM Health in Montevideo. They're speech language pathologists. That's a long term there. That's the thing that's mentioned. I got it out pretty good, didn't I? Speech language pathologist.
Yep, I think you practiced that a little bit.
I did, to be honest with you. So what are some other services that you offer?
So something that's of special interest to me, Shay, would be working with pediatrics and adults who might require augmentative and alternative communication, AAC. So AAC is something that we work with when maybe their verbal speech just isn't effective enough for them to communicate with other people. And so there's a lot of cool stuff we can do with that as far as, teaching people to use picture communication, maybe pointing at a board to explain what they need, all the way to high-tech communication where we actually use a device that can speak for that person. Sometimes it's used as a total replacement for verbal speech, and other times it's used just to kind of to help here and there and also teach children how to use those words in different sentences. And it's really, there's a lot of stuff we can do with it, but that's a little bit of a passion of mine.
Okay, good. So who might benefit from your SLP services?
This is Susan, and I would say anybody who has trouble either understanding communication, expressing themselves, or has swallowing or eating problems, or difficulty thinking through things can benefit from speech. And it's not limited to just S, T, or R, which are the things that we're kind of known for.
Mm-hmm.
I specialize in feeding disorders, helping children eat and eat a variety of foods. Sometimes for different reasons, they have a very limited number of foods that they eat, and it's just a pleasure to try to introduce them to other foods and make eating a more pleasurable experience both for the child and also for the parents, because a feeding problem can sure disrupt family life, and that's part that I just enjoy so much.
Mm-hmm. Getting back to strokes, you mentioned strokes earlier. That's time-consuming. I guess for some people it's really different. They get their speech back right away, but some have to work with you for a while to get their speech back where it was, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And everyone's a little bit different with what they need. But, yeah, when it comes to, are you referring to some communication difficulties
right.
after a stroke?
Yep.
Yeah, so aphasia is something that we might term that as. Something when it comes to folks who have had strokes, not to rhyme, is that quite often we'll see something called aphasia, which is difficulty with their communication. So depending on where the stroke occurred, they may know exactly what they're trying to communicate, but the words just aren't coming out like they would hope that they were. So that's something that we do work quite a bit with, just to get people to be able to effectively communicate with their loved ones, family, the community. You know, everyone's a little bit different, but we definitely do our best to get them to the best level that they can be.
Okay. Well, as we're coming to a close here on Wellness Wednesday, I just want to ask both you, Shay and Susan, what do you enjoy about your work? What do you enjoy about your job at CCM Health?
Well, I just enjoy helping people talk and eat, both of which I love very much. What could be better than to get paid to do that?
Yeah.
And also, I believe it's a fundamental right for every person to be able to understand and communicate what they want to. And it's just a passion to get that done.
Okay. How about you, Shay?
I don't know what I don't love about it. I love that we get to see such a wide variety of people and such a wide variety of needs. Every story is unique, and I very much appreciate the opportunity to be a part of those stories in gaining different abilities that they're looking for.
Yeah. You got to really feel fulfilled and excited when you see a lot of progress with the people you work with, I would guess, huh?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
That makes my day. After 33 years, there isn't a job that I would rather do.
Okay, good. So how do you set up an appointment for SLP services?
It's really easy. You just need a referral from your primary care provider, and that can come to us, and we can set up an appointment after that.
Okay. And,
if they have any questions, they can sure call us at any time.
Okay. And the CCM Health Rehabilitation Services contact information, right?
Yep. So to call the clinic, it's 320-321-8230. You can also check us out on the website at ccmhealthmn.com.
All right. Well, that was a wealth of information there. That was great. Thanks a lot, Shay, and thanks, Susan. Appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you for doing this.
Yep. That's Shay Roth and Susan Speaker from CCM Health in Montevideo. They are speech language pathologists. And that has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. Thanks for listening.